Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, another one of my favorite opens. Got a lot of them throughout the week. We do this every Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 toes down. And you had to watch the feet there just like we did. Good stuff from the production staff. I know we've got hot takes, all of us. We are taking stances. That's what we are doing, taking stances, 10 toes down. Hey, if you have a 10 toes down, why don't you leave it for us? You could leave us a voicemail message. Just go in the Odyssey app. It's BetMGMNetwork.com. It takes you right to the Odyssey app. And then next to the Listen Live button, it says record a message. And as Sam knows, he taught all of us last week, it doesn't automatically send unless you want it to go. You get to listen back before sending. So I would love to hear some 10 toes down from the people that we can maybe share tomorrow on the show, Sam.
I would love to play the voicemail that I left last week. But I don't think we'll ever be able to do that again because that got thrown into the trash and then the trash got emptied, right? So it's gone probably. Forever. Damn.
Probably. And then the landfill exploded.
Damn. Yeah. It was one of my finer voicemails.
Jake, what did you think? We know that Paul was anti and he removed it from Earth. But what did you think, Jake? Because you also.
Joe, you were anti too.
So was it? Yeah, I was. And I said it was a good decision.
I was similarly anti for what it was intended for, but as a human, flattered.
Okay. I laughed as I read it. Well, I didn't read it. I just ad-libbed it. I laughed as I did it, and then I laughed as I listened after and then hit submit. But oh, I agree with back. Joe. I listened back because they give you the option. When you leave the voicemail, you're able to play it back. And then if you don't like what you said, you can re-record it and then send the finished product. I was very pleased with it, but I understand why we didn't play it. Was it that obvious that it was me, though? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think for whoever, anybody who knows you, yes.
Correct.
Fair enough. But I agree with Joe. If we can get the crew, and by crew, I mean the Bet Sweats crew, people that listen and follow the show. If you send them in tonight, we can play some tomorrow. Why not?
Yeah, let's do it. The more the merrier here on the show. Fridays are always a lot of fun, that Friday vibe, as we go over the full card. NFL, college, good stuff. Kelly in Vegas dropping by like she always does on Friday. She was being tracked, and then that person decided to quit. Quit tracking her. Maybe we'll get to that at some point in the show today. All right, 10 toes down. Hot take. Sammy P, start us off. What you got?
The Bears are going to get blown out this weekend by Dallas. I say blow up because I think it's 10 or more. This line is Dallas minus 1. Early in the week, there were some picks floating around. I do see a pick at one sports book in Vegas, but most books, including BetMGM, are minus 1. And yes, this will be in lightning bets today, so here's a precursor to that. Chicago can't get to the quarterback and has not been able to get to the quarterback since Ryan Poles has been here. So then he gambled and traded away capital to get Montez Sweat, who also doesn't get to the quarterback. Their secondary is in shambles, and some of their best players off the line are banged up. Go look at that injury report. You're going to see multiple important guys not play. Jalen Johnson's not playing. We know that. But look at Gordon, Edwards. This is a problem. And the only thing that makes me hesitate a little bit is that the Cowboys defense isn't great. But I think Dallas could come into Soldier Field and go up 14-0. And at that point, you're going to put Caleb Williams behind the eight ball with his little sweater that he wears under his jersey and his nails painted. No, give me a break. Like, they don't even focus on the things that matter in Chicago. And Dallas's quarterback is going to do whatever he wants this weekend. So my 10 toes down is that Dallas blows the doors off the Bears in week three.
I like Cowboys. Everybody's talking about the, what about a side in this game? The side that you trust is Dallas for Sammy P. All right, I'm going to jump in. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Everybody is running with this week. If you are in the sports betting space in any sense, you are running with the trend of favorites. If the line is at least four this year, the favorite is 12-0 straight up. They have not lost a game. Line gets to four, forget about it. You just take the favorites. All right, let's just line up all the favorites. Four more. Let's put a parlay together. It's going to cash because it's guaranteed. Let's go further back. This stat's been out there this week. Let's go to week 13 of last year. 90% of favorites, four or more, are cashing. Go back to week 11 of last year. 87%. The trend still holds true. And I look at this card this week. I'm eliminating tonight's game of 11, 12, whatever number you're looking at, of Buffalo from the equation. Let's go four plus. Let's look at how many point spreads we have. One, two, three. Three have at least a touchdown. Four, five, six, seven games. The numbers are getting boosted. Enough is enough. I'm not saying the trend ends with one. I'm saying it ends with at least a couple of games this weekend. We are going to have multiple dogs of at least four. I could see a dog of seven winning outright this weekend. The trend stops tonight. Everybody's talking about it. And we know, Sam, this is when it usually comes to a halt. You've got Green Bay, 7.5. Seattle, 7.5. Tampa Bay, 7. The Bucs have needed game-winning touchdown drives in the last couple minutes of each of their first couple of games, right? Maybe they could hang around. What about that Cleveland defense? Maybe they could keep it much closer against the Packers. Oh, well, the Giants have no chance of winning. Everybody's saying it. It's got to be true. There's no way the Chiefs could be 0-3. You sure? Is Worthy out there? Are they going to find explosion on offense? Because they haven't done it so far this season. How about the Lions, a five-point dog? We talked about that Colts number. Now it's a 4, 4.5. The Falcons, a 5.5-point favorite. No. Some of these dogs are getting home this week of at least four or more. Enough is enough. That's my 10 toes down. At least two dogs of 4 points or higher are going to win outright this weekend. Paul Aspen, your turn. 10 toes down.
So I have a baseball one, but we can save that for the playoffs as we get closer to the playoffs. So we'll look at the college football ranks, and we're going to the Battle of the Blue Ridge, which is a new 10-game series between Liberty and James Madison. They're about 100 miles apart. So I mentioned this yesterday about Liberty having some positive regression coming their way between turnover luck, penalties wiping out touchdowns, missed kicks. Looking at JMU on the other side through two games, 3.1 yards per play. They're third lowest in FBS. Just to hammer this point home, Joe, bring out the flashlight, put on the readers, look at some box scores. So looking at Jacksonville State versus Liberty. All right. Second.
Paul drive of the game. 10 years before our very eyes.
Thank God like he's got the hat now on, though, feel, too, because it'd be worse without the hat.
You look like Professor Plum.
Well, we'll see how this bet goes. But so look, second series, first offensive series against Jacksonville State. A team they were favored by 5.5 over. Should I lose the glasses?
No,
keep them
forever. Put them higher. Back on. No.
Put them higher on your nose, please.
I'm in uniform here. I can do this, too. I think this is a great look. I can't pull it off, though, but Paul can't.
He actually can't, yeah.
So as I was trying to say before I was very rudely interrupted. Look, second, their first offensive series against Jacksonville State. Two plays, fumble. Later in the quarter, it's 7-7, interception. Second quarter, downs. Third quarter, missed field goal. Game gets out of hand, they lose. Jacksonville State is like a 5.5-point favorite. Last week, Bowling Green. First offensive series, three plays, fumble. Later in the quarter, missed field goal. Three-point game in the next quarter, interception. Fumble to their next series later. So, and it just slips away from them again. So between, like, they have been 5.5-point favorites. And then you look at in these two games and they lost them outright. Not great losses by any means. But then you look at preseason power ratings between James Madison and Liberty. It's like a 4-point difference. If you look at like Brad Powers, if you look at Phil Steele, Brad had Liberty's home field as 2.5 points. So we're basically talking about a 1.5-point dog at home if you're going to stick to your priors. This number was 9.5 this morning. It's down to 8.5. So 10 toes down. The bet for this game, look, I'll be playing some money line at like plus 275 was the last price I saw. But 10 toes down, Liberty plus 3.5 at plus 168 as a home dog.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got Paul Aspen's 10 toes down. What about Jake Hassan? Go ahead, Jake.
I have two. My first one will be, I'm running it back from last week. I think the Bills smash tonight. Like, I'm playing the alts, 13.5, 16.5, 19.5. Like, let's just roll this all. Like, I think they absolutely destroy. The spread is already enormous, obviously, but I think we're overthinking it, and I think to the point that we were making earlier in the show, maybe the bottom of the barrel in the NFL is just so bottom of the barrel where this is just what it's going to be. So I'm going to take the Bills, alts, once again. And we've talked about the Bears and Cowboys game a bunch. 10 toes down, Jake Hassan will have more drinks at the Bears game than Bears receivers DJ Moore and Colston Loveland will have combined receptions.
Ooh. Boy, that Loveland pick is getting roasted a lot this week.
As it should.
Especially with everything that's happening in Indianapolis, with the tight end that probably should have gone first in the draft. Like, yeah, that Loveland, Ryan Poles, he's getting smoked, but he doesn't care. He got his contract extension. That's good. Good 10 toes down. Got good seats or what?
Oh, we're in a box, buddy. So that's Jake Hassan's right. That. Definitely crushing the drink over.
I thought you were going to see Bears points. More drinks than Bears points.
No, that might be a tad aggressive. With this Cowboys defense, that might be pushing it a little.
Gertz, you got something?
All right, guys, we're going to stick with the Chicago Bears for my 10 toes down. Your Chicago Bears. And I am 10 toes down that the Bears will be the third team in the NFL in the last 25 years to go winless on the entire season. 0-17 for the Chicago Bears. 10 toes down.
More likely to win first.
Your Chicago Bears.
Bears or Indiana? Like, are we going? We're combined like 0-23 if we're talking about conference games.
The funniest part. Yeah. The funniest part of the entire take, if you're not watching on video, Gertz has a Bears hat and a Bears shirt on.
Literally looks like he works for the team. Like
he's doing. I was going to bring that up next too. The irony is amazing.
Yeah, he looks like one of the equipment managers. He's about to go tape up Caleb's shoulder or something.
Tony Medlin.
All right, so 10 toes down on 0-17. I will also throw another one out there. If you don't want to go too crazy and say they're not going to win a game, you can get under 3.5 wins at plus 550 out there. So Bears, bad.
Probably a better look than betting them to go winless. But under 3.5 plus 550, I think, is the true 10 toes down. Because I think you're just taking these as a bit now. I'm convinced.
I Gert, don't know what sacrificing bit is, toes as a bit.
Indiana winless Big Ten, Bears winless all season.
Hey, it's rough out here for some of these fans, you know?
They're not going to be bad. Not just bad, all time bad, everybody. The undefeated Indiana Hoosiers going winless. That was my favorite, too. After he did the Hoosiers take, what did they win? What was the score? 73-0.
73-0.
73-0. They win.
They gave up 77 yards of total offense.
I can't wait for the Bulls take 10-72. I can't wait.
Can we go lower than that? Five and
you could do whatever you want. It's your segment. It's your reputation.
They're your toes.
I'm not gonna have.
By the way, I guess mine technically
it's football, basketball.
9 toes down for me this week. Lost one last week.
Paul, I would like to read one more thing if I can quickly. I did see this last night and I grabbed an instant screenshot. I know that you're south on the Phillies. You're not really sure yet. At Joe Giglio Sports, the Phillies give us something to be concerned about. A whole blog post.
Okay, oh, man. So that was my other 10 toes down. Since we're here, we're doing it. All right, 10 toes down. The Phillies, the World Series favorite, are not winning the World Series. It's absurd. I will drink a bottle of Cheese Whiz on the show if they win the World Series. Okay? That is not happening.
And for that.
The room is next. BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.